Welcome to episode 130. Today I will be talking about my feelings on the whole entire situation with the MAX 9 and everything that Boeing has, said and done. And I'm not going to be reading anything. I'm just going to go off of what I can come up with. And I have a lot to talk about. I will be using my work headset. It has Bluetooth function, so it has a mic, and it's gonna sound like I'm on a phone call, but I hope that this will at least somewhat work and produce a good podcast. Welcome to episode 130. I hope you guys are all having a new happy new year. So the way I feel about this whole entire situation following the MAX incident with Alaska Airlines that had regularly scheduled service to Ontario from Portland. I feel like the aircraft itself isn't a faulty aircraft. I feel like it's the people who are manufacturing aircraft who are too lazy, who are too arrogant, and who don't put the time really into making sure these aircraft are safe and ready to fly. These aircraft are not ready to be in service. These aircraft should have stayed at Boeing a lot longer. These aircraft, in fact, that what's happening should not have even happened. Stuff that's happening should have been what would have been noticed during test flights. This should have been fixed a long time ago. Boeing should have, figured out everything. That's the whole reason why you work on getting the aircraft certified. You do everything. You get all the flaws out of the aircraft. But Boeing has failed to do so. As I was talking to a friend, I brought up that Boeing doesn't even seem to be building this aircraft thinking that, yeah, my family's going to be flying on these aircraft. This could be flying on this plane. I want to build it and, I want to make it safe. And now we can't, go and blame every single person at Boeing. Of course, there's those who are, need to be blamed. But, Boeing is going to be facing a lot of scrutiny, which they are now. I shouldn't say they're going to be. They are facing a lot of scrutiny. And it is, their own fault that they are where they are at right now. And I feel like, as an aviation enthusiast, I feel like Boeing needs to step back. They need to slow down. They need to get their stuff together. Then they need to make sure these aircraft are ready to fly with airlines. They're ready to be delivered. None of this stuff should be happening. Yeah, stuff does happen, but this aircraft was only 3 months old, and the plug door should not have blown out. It's just uncalled for. This should not have happened. And I think that, I think Boeing, is going to see a lot of issues following MAX orders, aircraft orders. Airlines are going to start to lean more towards Airbus, and they are going to, there's, little to no trust in Boeing anymore. All this stuff should not be happening and should not have happened what has been happening. And it pisses me off to see everything that's happening over there. I live 45 minutes southeast of Seattle, Renton. And as somebody who has for going on 26 years now, who has lived in Washington, Western Washington, all of his life, and has always had a love for Boeing, it's, really hard. It's like, I used to take pride in being this close to Boeing's facilities, but now it's just like, I don't have words. It's just, it shouldn't be happening. It's way too close to home, and they need to get all their stuff together. And I think it's either today or tomorrow that they will be stopping production for 24 hours. I think they should be stopping production for a lot longer than just 24 hours. They need to go through these aircraft methodically and make sure that each aircraft is ready to go. There should not be loose bolts. And the FAA has come out and said, check your 900 ERs as well. This is getting ridiculous. The fact that Boeing is in the spotlight once again, and it's not a good situation, you know, that they're in the spotlight. Yeah, they seem to be rebounding, bouncing back since the MAX 8 crashes with Lion Air and Ethiopian. But now here they are once again facing scrutiny, which they deserve. They need to get their stuff together, and I can't say that enough. Get your stuff together, Boeing. If anybody from Boeing is listening to this podcast, you know, listen to what people are saying. You have people's lives that are, you know, people, when they fly on a plane, expect it to be safe. They expect them to get to their destination, you know, safely, and they expect that the aircraft is always ready to go. Yeah, stuff, you know, comes up, but what, you know, it's a brand new aircraft. It's just, it should not have happened. United Airlines has said that they have found loose bolts on their MAX aircraft, and Alaska has said that they have also found loose bolts on our MAX aircraft. And I'm going to be putting out multiple episodes throughout the rest of this week and for quite a while. So don't be surprised if there's a daily episode or a couple episodes a day talk about the MAX. After this episode, I'll be recording a little bit later tonight. I'll be recording an episode where I talk about how the airlines feel, Alaska and United feel about this whole entire situation. This should not be happening, like I have said. Boeing definitely needs to, you know, sit down and think about everything they've been doing. They need to, you know, they'll sit in time out, and they need to think about what they've done, and they need to learn from everything. You don't rush the production process of an aircraft just because you want to get it out. You want to make money. You want to recover. This is just going to make it worse for you in the long run. In fact, you're going to, you know, United and Alaska Airlines CEOs both, you know, angry at Boeing. And I don't even, you know, I'm not an airline. I don't have any Boeing aircraft. But to be honest with you, it pisses me off, you know, a lot. I am tired of everything that is happening over there. And it's just, you know, it's uncalled for. They, you know, they're a big manufacturing company. They've been around a long time. This stuff should not be happening. You know, Boeing CEO came out and said, yeah, we've hidden stuff from, you know, you guys. Talk about the airline. You know, they told the airlines, we've hidden stuff. And, you know, we weren't exactly truthful about everything, just like with the MCAS and everything. You just because you want to save money, you're going to leave stuff out? There's lives at risk. You don't just leave stuff out because you want to save money. The stuff that you're leaving out is putting lives in danger. You need to include everything about the aircraft in the owner's manual. You need to make sure airlines fully understand every little thing, every little detail on the aircraft. You don't, you know, have options for, you know, certain things. The reason why Alaska Airlines, I talked about this in the last episode, but I feel like I can, you know, kind of shed more light on or help you guys understand better what a plug door is. So basically, the plug door is just like, it's like a, it's an artificial door. It's like a, basically a cap that goes in there. It's held in by bolts and plugs on Alaska. And I guess I'm not making this too clear, but it's because a lot, you know, Alaska and United, they don't have, you know, their capacity is low enough where they don't need another exit door. Airlines that do need another exit door have, let's see, would have 10 exits on board their MAX 9s, Alaska, it goes with, has eight, because the way that they have their aircraft all laid out for passengers and their capacity, they don't need that extra exit door. So there's just like a false, it's not even a door, there's just basically a panel that fits in there, and it, you know, unless you're looking from the outside, you can't tell that that is where a door could go. There's a regularly sized window there, and it just fills in the area where an exit door could go. So Alaska Airlines is fed up with Boeing. United is fed up with Boeing. Lion Air, despite the FAA issuing the grounding, has relaunched service with the MAX 9 again, probably because they feel like they've gone to the aircraft and feel like the aircraft are safe. Hopefully nothing happens there. But we just, you know, only time could tell. We have to wait, and I'm really hoping that Boeing can get their stuff together. Delta said that they're not too worried right now with the MAX 10. Even though they have it on order, they feel like they're still going to be able to get those aircraft. But with everything that's going on, I would not be surprised if the aircraft does not see itself entering in service with any airlines. Alaska Airlines did it, its first inaugural flight with the MAX 8 from Seattle to Los Angeles yesterday. It'll also be going out to Honolulu. They'll be doing quite a few flights from Seattle. And they only have one MAX 8 right now. And obviously, they've done checks on it, and it's safe. But we're just, you know, we have to wait and see what comes about with the whole entire, you know, MAX 9, see when it'll be able to fly again. There, like I said, there should not be loose bolts. There should be nothing wrong with these aircraft. These aircraft should, you know, should be good to go. And they're not. It's just, you know, stuff that I thought we were done talking about the whole entire MAX incidents. We thought that they, you know, all of us, we thought that they learned from, you know, from their mistakes. And they obviously haven't. Their integrity is very low. Like I said, they leave stuff out, and this, you know, this should not be happening. So, you know, this is kind of like a rant episode, but, you know, just kind of let you know how I feel about the whole entire thing. Boeing needs to grow up and stop being like little kids who need their parents watching over them. We shouldn't be talking about this right now. We should be talking about how successful Boeing is, how safe the MAX is. And like I said, it's not the MAX's fault. The MAX, you know, I personally believe is a safe aircraft. It's just the people who are putting it together that make it unsafe. If they followed through and made everything, made sure all the bolts were tightened and everything was done right, the aircraft, you know, would be a lot safer. It's the people who are putting aircraft together that are not safe. And I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. And, you know, I want to hear your thoughts. If you're on Instagram, go check us out at taking_flight_podcast on Instagram. I think I'm going to also start up a Facebook page for the podcast. And near future here, later this year, I'm hoping to also start the YouTube channel for Taking Flight. You know, John and I can't thank you enough for your listening support. It helps the podcast, and we really enjoy producing episodes for you guys to help you guys learn. And I'm sorry that we have not had an episode for quite a while. I know I put an episode out just a few days ago, but we have a lot going on, and John's not going to be able to join me till probably next week. So we'll definitely be looking forward to next week, where John and I can come together and share our thoughts and kind of dig in deeper into the whole situation. We'll also resume talking about routes that airlines have started up. Just real quick, Air France has announced that it will be starting service from Paris to Phoenix using the Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner. So that's great to see Air France expanding its routes and headed down to Phoenix. I know Phoenix is lacking international routes. And we're definitely looking forward to our second route coming to us from Istanbul here in Seattle from Turkey, from Turkish Airlines, using the A350. So we get the A350 and the 787, which they currently fly. And they also been integrating the 777-300ER into the route. And we're just going to look forward to seeing what happens. I'll be moving to Michigan later this year, so Chicago will be my home airport. Definitely a lot more international traffic there. And definitely looking forward to that, although Seattle will always be an airport I always love. And I'm sorry to those of you who we just mainly focus on Seattle, and I've been realizing that, and we're going to try to focus our attention on every single place, wherever new routes pop up. So this has been episode 130. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. 130. I don't know what I'm talking about. This has been episode 130. Thank you for listening and taking the time to listen to me talk about my feelings on Boeing, and hopefully I'll get their stuff together. Thank you. Until next time, fly safe.